Gearchecks.com.
That's the man, Mr. Archie Bell, the Drells. That's number two on our 1968 countdown. Archie and the guys. And this record really became a hit. You know, by the way, I want to tell you about remodeling. Remodeling your kitchen these days can be very expensive, but you can save up to 40%. How? Well, contract it yourself at CIY Kitchen Centers. CIY stands for Contract It Yourself. They'll show you how. CIY announces the grand opening of their newest location, 238 Post Road, Fairfield, Connecticut. Stop into any one of the CIY's showrooms today. Receive a free gift and enter to win one of these 16 free kitchens that'll be given away during the grand opening celebration. Each CIY Kitchen Center location will give away 4 new kitchens. No purchase necessary. That's 16 free kitchens. Drawings for 4 consecutive Saturdays starting on June 3rd. The grand opening celebration is now through July 4th. Go early to better your chances of winning. Receive your free gift and let one of the kitchen designers show you how easy and inexpensive it is to contract it yourself. CIY. Remember now, Mohegan Lake, Maranek, Stanford, Fairfield, Connecticut. Call CIY at 1-800-635-4108. That's 1-800-635-4108. Or look in the yellow pages. Contract it yourself and save at CIY Kitchen Center. You ain't
nothing but 17 years ago this June, Elvis Presley's landmark Madison Square Garden appearance. It was pandemonium. Now, an historic event. For those of you who remember that moment, who remember black and white TV, your first drive-in movie, you'll love Elvis, a rockin' remembrance. On stage now at the Beacon Theater with 22 singers and dancers. Live music, 3 giant movie screens filled with memories, a multimedia musical celebration of the life, the times, the legend of Elvis. Rockin' Remembrance, presented by Madison Square Garden Enterprises, produced in association with the estate of Elvis Presley. Now on stage for a limited engagement only, live at the Beacon Theater, 74th Street in Broadway. Tickets now at the Beacon Theater box office. All Ticketron outlets are charged by phone, 212-947-5850. You ain't no friend
of mine. Don't miss it. Elvis, a rockin' remembrance. Check your newspaper for more details and get your tickets right now. Well, we're just 4.5 minutes in front of Cousin Brucey on this, the Rock and Roll Radio Greats Weekend. And what about this, Brad and also Stan? It's really been great, hasn't it?
Well, I'm asked of you to invite us to be part of your show, Hal. And, of course, I want to thank CBS, in particular, Joe McCoy, for putting this whole thing together. It's a massive effort. And I imagine it took a hell of a lot of work.
And from what I've heard, it's a massive success. I really do congratulate CBS FM, everybody connected with this great weekend, and Joe McCoy's inspiration, I know. But everybody's done a wonderful job. Hal, you have been superb. I can't tell you, working with you for 2 hours, after all, I know you 30 years, I would say.
I don't know. I'll check in with Brucey on that.
First time we've worked on the air together, that's a first. There are a lot of firsts being made this weekend.
It certainly is. Bobby, where are you? Before we pack the shellac and hit the track.
Oh, Bobby J., another wonderful person who I've known for years. First time I've been on the air with
that's
you,
true,
Bobby.
That's true. That's the first time that I've been on the air with you and Brad. It's not the first time with Mr. Jackson, though.
No.
It's the first time I've been on the air with Stan Z.
What? Oh, yeah.
We work at the same place.
We can't talk to each other. He's doing news. I'm preparing. I do news. He's preparing. You know.
You all are rock and roll legends.
Thank you very much.
On behalf of the younger members of this fraternity, I want to thank you.
Bobby.
Wait a minute, Bruce.
That was Bobby who?
Hey, kid, I want to tell you one thing. Before you put legend, would you do me one favor?
What?
Say we are rock and roll living legends.
Yes.
I prefer that.
Because we're going to have some wonderful salutes to the others. This is really... Thank you, Joe McCoy. It's been really, really great. So for Stan Z and Bobby, you left me.
Yeah,
I'm going to say so long. And Brad, okay? Hal Jackson, taking you to the number one tune in 1968, Otis Redding. He recorded this song just 3 days before his death. and it really turned out to be as big as. Bye now, and thank you for listening.
Sitting in the morning sun,
it's the Rock and Roll Radio Graves Weekend. 101.
Cousin Brucey.
On 101 CBS FM.
Everybody, here's your cousin Breezy. Well, do you believe what's been happening here today? These microphones have roses on them. There's eagle feathers all over the place because the eagles have landed here, and the roses are all on the microphones. Well, I'm waiting for my special guest, my best friend, Les Marshak, who well, I'll tell you more about him later. It's not that I have to tell you. I'm sure you all know about this guy. But before we get started, let me just say something. First of all, of course, I want you very involved in this weekend. So we're going to be opening our phones and the fax machine. Your cousin Brucey fax machine is now open, 212-975-9123. The friendly fax machine is open. We are celebrating the Rock and Roll Radio Greats Weekend. And this is just the beginning. It started today. It goes all day tomorrow. And tonight at midnight, Charlie Greer. I saw Charlie the other day. Oh, what a sweet, lovely man that is. And I know he's listening right now. I hope that Charlie will come in a little earlier. What memories are here today? And no matter where you walked around this great city, I was down in the village where I live, down in Soho today. And if you just stopped and listened for a few moments, you heard the echoes throughout the areas, all the streets of Soho and the village. People listening and cars, of course, everybody's tuned in. What made it? Why is this happening? Now, why so many years, like 25 years after, these voices still ring in your hearts and in your memories? Well, if you examine it a little bit, cousins, it was a very different time. It was a more innocent time. Were we different? Nah, not really. Times were a little different. I guess maybe we were a little more innocent. And rock and roll and radio were brand new. So we were there right at the beginning of the thing. And these people that you've heard today, these legends, these rock and roll greats, part of your lives, it's a little different. We have some terrific people coming up, like the station, Bobby Shannon, Bobby Jay,
Don K. Reed, what we call, like Bobby J. just said, the younger guys. Not that they're much younger, but they're coming up, and they're starting to create their own legends. But we were very much part of your lives as we were growing up in this great city. So here we are, and we'll always be part of your family. So ladies and gentlemen, what's nice about radio, that we can bring back these things. We're conduits, we're bridges, we're part of the family, and it's so good to be with you. I'm going to take you back right now. I'm going to open the phones. I got Billy. Billy, is you Billy?
Yeah.
What do you think of this day?
Awesome.
I mean, you were a young kid. But who are you excited to see?
I was Joe O'Brien. I thought was great.
Is that something?
Dan Ingram was.
Oh, fantastic. Didn't Dan sound good?
All the guys.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And you know who I'm excited to be with tomorrow? Jack Lacey, who I'll tell you about later. He's one of my big heroes. I'm going to take you back now. I'm going to give you a memory of mine. 1959. Donnie and Phil Everly. Are we going to open those phones? The fax is open. Let's have some memories tonight.
Problems, problems all day long. Problems, problems, problems all day long.
Donnie and Phil Everly. Oh, just a minute. Bobby, come in here for a minute. Bobby J. Bobby J. is here.
Yes.
Now, this is a legend. There's no doubt that this is a New York legend. Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
You can be sincere with me. You were talking a few moments ago with Hal Jackson about the younger guys in New York radio. Can I ask you, were you including me?
Well, I included you with us younger guys.
Oh, thank goodness.
Us younger guys.
I really, yes. I was a little sensitive. I'm a little sensitive about that.
I have a bridge I'm interested in parting with also.
In your mouth? Come on, Bobby, get out of here. Here's the guy with a tear in his eye. Thank you, Bobby J. He's the guy with a tear in his eye. That's why Jackie Wilson is your cousin Brucey. Let me see who's on my live line here. Hello, memory makers. Hold it. Now, you can't talk to me that way. Who is this?
This is Dan Ingram, and I got a bone to pick with you.
Well, hold it. First of all, I beg your pardon. Yes, you can talk to me that way. But you got a bone to pick with me. How long do we know each other?
Forever. Point of what I'm saying is, here you are talking with Bobby J., who's maybe 5 years younger than any of us. You're, what, 2 years younger than me?
Hey, just about. I'm one of the young
guys. Lundy is my exact age. He's 6 months older than I am. What is this, the younger guys? Come
on. Well, listen, Dan, us younger guys,
we just happen to achieve success very early in life. That's all.
Well, let me ask something. You are now in your 43. I know I'm a year younger than you are.
Want me to tell my real age,
dude? No, don't do it. Don't do it. I just told him I'm a year younger than you. Let me tell you something. Dan, seriously, I know we don't get too serious, you and I. We go out with your beautiful Maureen and my beautiful Jody. We have a great time,
yes,
personally. But listening today to you, you belong. I mean, it's there. It never will go. You know, I was just talking to somebody being interviewed, and there's a magic, and there's something involved in certain people. And Dan Ingram, you have it there. And I'll tell you something, it'll always be there as long as you live.
Oh,
you know that.
Thank you. I'm falling about 6 inches off the chair, by the way. Which, you know, there's one story you got to tell.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll let you get on with the show because, God, I want to hear what you have to say. Tell them about the time I was reading The Weather. It was in your book, which was a great book, and everybody should buy your book. I'll plug your book, because I know you won't. Buy Cousin Brucey's book, and it's an absolute... You need it because of all the inaccuracies in the other book.
Oh, Dan, you are so nasty all the time. He's on his way up here.
Anyway, what I'm trying to tell you is, I want you to tell the folks about the time I was reading The Weather, and I happened to say that there were going to be brief showers.
Well, Dan, you know, one of Dan's trademarks when we were going to have a little precipitation, as Mr. G says once in a while, he says brief showers. And Dan has always been, to everybody in broadcasting and to all the people who love him all these years, the consummate broadcaster. And one of the rules of a consummate broadcaster, you cannot crack him up. And many people have tried to break Dan Ingram up. We have a little thing we do in radio. Somebody will come on and make a face or pull their drawers down or something and try to make you laugh, right? And nobody's ever done that to Dan Ingram, as far as my knowledge is concerned. Except one afternoon, I happen to be shopping. Now, if you know anything about me, I've talked about this, Dan. You know this. I hate shopping. So I'll go and I'll buy 10 jackets, 20 pair of shoes,
yeah,
and 800 socks, you know, because I don't want to shop. I like to go shop once or twice a year. Well, that day I was shopping for jockey shorts. I think it was jockey shorts, underwear, right?
Right.
And I had about, I'd say, 30 pair.
That's
and
they. They were all white, sir.
That's right. Thank goodness you said that. That's not what you said on the air.
He's sexy, you know that.
And as I walked in the door at WABC, Danning was doing the weather report. He says, we can expect brief showers tonight. Well, I said, oh, God has given me my opportunity. I took this bag of jockey shorts, 30 pair of jockey shorts, which is a lot of jockey shorts. You know, I go through jockey shorts quickly. And I took it in this very flimsy paper bag, and I flung it as hard as I can up at the ceiling. Now, you continue, Danning.
The jockey shorts started to fall all over the place. They were briefs, of course. And I started to laugh. I couldn't stop laughing for, what, 10 minutes?
That's right. Well, that was the first time I remember you ever not being able to do a commercial. You couldn't introduce a record.
But I was jello. You got to me.
You know, Dan, we both have that tape. I wish we had it here, because that is a tape that people would love to hear.
I have the tape someplace. I don't know where the heck it is, because... Well, I just don't, you know,
Well, it rained briefs on Dan Ingram.
It was great, and carry on, and it's great to hear you, and furthermore...
Dan!
Oh, gee whiz, Bruce.
The radio greats, all weekend long on 101 CBS FM.
What a guy, isn't that nice, my friend Danny? I mean, that is the consummate, the best. What a performer. Did you hear what he did today? CBS FM Rock and Roll Radio Greats Reunion Weekend is sponsored in part by Bob Cesulli Import Auto Group, and is sponsored in part by KLM Airlines, and it's so good to have these friends of mine with me. Now, the pre-grand opening savings countdown continues at the big Bob Cesulli Auto Mall on Route 46, Little Falls, New Jersey. Bobby Cesulli announces the arrival of Pontiac to the Auto Mall, already home of Toyota, Mitsubishi, Hyundai, and Suzuki. Over 2,000 vehicles have been red tag priced with savings that have to be seen to be believed. Every vehicle is ready for immediate delivery. When Bob says immediate, he means now, baby. And during the savings countdown, Bob Cesulli will be offering on-the-spot financing that includes plans with no money down to every qualified customer. Major credit cards will be accepted. High trade-in allowances will be paid. And every car, I mean every car, will be back with free emergency roadside service nationwide. So if you land up somewhere in Wisconsin, first of all, what the heck are you doing there? Second of all, we'll pick you up. We'll take care of you. Hurry, hurry to Bob Cesulli Auto Mall, Route 46, Little Falls, New Jersey, during this exciting pre-grand opening savings countdown that includes Pontiac, Toyota, Mitsubishi, Hyundai, and Suzuki. Easy directions, call this number. Call my cousin Bobby at 201-785-4710. Remember, at the Bob Cesulli Auto Group, they turn customers into friends. Someone said repeat the number, Brucey, so I will. 201-785-4710. This is Cousin Brucey on the Great Rock and Roll Radio Reunion. I'm waiting for Les Marshak.
International travel produces its own fair share of ironies. One of these is that some airlines that loom large back home turn out to loom small overseas, and many experienced travelers actually travel more extensively than many airlines. If you're one of those travelers, you'll find yourself much better matched with KLM. We visit more cities in Europe, Africa, and the Mideast than all U.S. airlines combined, with more stretched upper deck 747s making transatlantic crossings than any other airline. So the next time business or pleasure takes you out into the world, go there with an airline that knows the territory. KLM Royal Dutch Airlines, the airline of the seasoned traveler.
Yeah, seasoned. And listen, New York area passengers can earn valuable mileage plus credits for KLM flights. It's a great airline, by the way, to over 135 destinations worldwide. For details, call your travel agent or call KLM Royal Dutch Airlines, the reliable airline. That's funny, when Dan just called, I was just thinking of some of the things he and I used to get in so much trouble. Maybe later on, maybe I'll get Dan to call back and tell you about the Bell Book and Candle caper. When we woke Rick Sklar up. Matter of fact, Sklar is coming here later. When we woke Rick up at 3 in the morning, we had a new DJ on the air. Well, I'll tell you about that. You won't believe the things we used to do.
Refreshingly clean.
Yeah, refreshing.
Sea Breeze antiseptic.
Deep clean.
Hey, clean's cool.
After soap and water.
Tingling.
Beautiful.
For skin that's really clean. Sea Breeze. No other clean feels quite like this.
Yeah. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Billy, do we have a weather forecast or anything? What's going to happen to the weather tomorrow for our big reunion with the good guys and all Americans? I never thought I'd live to share microphones, and I know Dan knows how I feel about this, with good guys. I mean, to me, when a good guy was around, I used to get a vaccination, you know? These are the Crests, everybody. Johnny Maestro of the Crests, CBS FM, Breezy. Trouble in Paradise, Johnny Maestro, still the very best of all of them, everybody. This is your cousin BC here on CBS FM, and it's the great rock and roll radio reunion. Telephones are open. Our toll-free telephone is 1-800-367-9101, right? And ladies and gentlemen, you just stay with us because we have everything that you want. 367-1101. Got the, let me correct that now. You know what that, wait, 101. Okay, 1-800-367-1101. And our friendly fax machine is open. Give us a fax, cousin, if you have a fax machine. 212-975-9123. Well, I got my best friend up here. My best friend also happens to be one of the great legends in New York radio, matter of fact, national radio and television. His voice is heard, well, all over the nation on the Tony, just at the Tonys, and he's been in New York radio for a long time. Matter of fact, he started out with Scott Muni and Cousin Brucey. He used to do the sports, and not too many people know this. Here's Les Marshak.
Got to ask you something right away, Bruce. Does a legend have to be a certain age?
You got to be at least my age or younger, not Dan's. You know, Dan is angry.
We're all Dan in trouble.
Hey, Dan, you and I are the young ones. It's we're the young ones. No, when Bobby J said that before, I got my ears perked up. I said, wait a minute.
I got to tell you, this is such a treat. First of all, I'm so glad Dan called because you, to the two of you guys, Bruce and Dan, were my idols and still are. I mean, when you talk about radio greats back in 1961, where we're going in just a moment, and in 1989... You still are on top, both of you.
Thank you.
Dan and you, Bruce, have set the stage for countless number of disc jockeys to be. So many guys I know wanted to pattern their styles.
You know, when I travel around, I travel around the country and people come up to me and say, hey, it's you and because of you and Dan, and people like you, that I got into this business, right? It makes me very proud. It makes me happy. The first thing, of course, I ask them if they're happy, because I don't want to get belted in the mouth, you know. And I hate you for it. That's the type of thing. We're gonna touch on something. We're gonna bring back a memory bank in a few moments of the day that it was announced on WABC Radio that you won our Star Search contest. We're gonna talk about that later because Les was gonna be a pharmacist. What the world would have missed. This guy does more voiceovers. Now, Dan Ingram does a lot of them. He's one of the top 10. And this guy here is one of the top 10, too. Les Marshak, the Grammys. He announced the Grammys. He just, at the Tonys last week, he sounded fabulous. Did you have a good time?
Thank you. Oh, it was wonderful. It was wonderful. There's another special coming up that I think you will enjoy and all of our listeners out there. What month are we in? June 22nd, Thursday night. On CBS television, there's going to be a show honoring the great songwriters and their music. It's the Songwriters Hall of Fame.
Oh, sure. They did that. They had the show a couple weeks ago.
A Radio City Music Hall. Dick Clark was the host, Anita Baker, co-host, and an array of stars that you would not believe. And I'm very proud because I'm doing the announcing and the narrating, off-camera narrating for the show, and some wonderful moments, like a tribute to Roy Orbison. So that's coming up June 22nd.
Wonderful.
But I got to ask you a very quick question before we get into this thing.
Uh-huh.
The television greats in the late 40s and 50s, they were unaware of the fact that they were part of a big movement. How did you feel back in 60, 61, 59 when you started? Did you realize that you were part of an exciting era that was never to be again or was just beginning?
No way. I talked for Dan and Ron Lundy. We were having such a great time. We were just going flying by the seat of our pants. We used to come in every day, do our thing, and we had seen the difference between yesterday and today, and it's coming back. We were having a great time. We were playing. So, Les, we didn't have time to even think about we were creating history. All right, 61, Les. Come on, let's get some music. Go back 61. What is the song that you remember really most about 1961?
All right, we'll talk about let's get into this now, and then we'll talk about how this WABC Star Search came about, which was an exciting thing. The year was 61, and I remember living in the Bronx, of course, and listening to Bobby V sing.
My tears are falling, 'cause you've taken her away. And though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've gotta say. Take good care of my baby. My
Bobby V. Now, why'd you pick that record, Les Marks? That's a strange record to pick.
Well, I was just looking at the rack of 1961 records, and that one, I probably was on the beach in Rockaway in Bell Harbor when this whole business that we're going to talk about very, very shortly came about, the Star Search. And that
you, Les Marcia, got into this business because of a contest we had on WABC.
That's correct. And more than anything else in the world, I wanted to get into broadcasting. Of course, I took a circuitous route to go to pharmacy school. But, you know, when you're growing up, very often your parents, and God bless my parents, they wanted security for me, and pharmacy is a great career.
They also wanted free neosinephrine and things
that's
like
right.
that. All right, we're going to find out about that in a couple moments. This is Cousin Brucey. Let's give me the, you have the weather, you have the thermometer over there. Give me the 101 weather for a moment, would it?
Fahrenheit, centigrade, or absolutely?
No, absolutely.
Okay. Here it is. The weekend 101 weather tonight, partly cloudy, low near 60 in the city, 50s in the suburbs. And the rain has ended, folks. Tomorrow, sunny and windy, high near 80. Monday, sunny, high near 80. And, of course, in the old days of WABC, we used to love it when the temperature was 77 degrees. It's that way right now.
Yeah, but you know, WMCA, the good guys, never. They used to have, what, 76 degrees or 75?
They would never mention 77.
All right. CBS FM Rock and Roll Radio Greats Reunion here with your cousin, Brucey and Les Marshak. This week it is sponsored in part by Poland Spring Sparkling Water and fruit juice, which is good.
Sparkling and refreshing, Poland Spring does right. Pure and natural, like the clear Maine skies. A spring as fresh as forest rain, straight from nature, straight from Maine. Poland Spring, coming to you straight from Maine.
Now you can enjoy the crisp, clean taste of Poland Spring water anytime, anywhere. Just slip our convenient new 1.5 liter or 12 ounce bottle into your backpack, picnic basket, or lunchbox.
A spring as fresh as forest rain, straight from nature, straight from Maine. Poland Spring, coming to you straight from Maine.
The Swiss have a name for beautiful summer skin. Pete's Bream.
P-I-C-B-U-I-N. Pete's Bream. Love the sun. Worship your skin.
From Switzerland comes Pete's Bream, the sun protectants rich with Swiss moisturizers to shelter skin from the sun's burning rays and its drying heat, so your skin's beautifully soft as well as protected. Pete's Bream, for women who love the sun and worship their skin.
P-I-C-B-U-I-N. Pete's Bream. Love the sun. Worship your skin.
Pete's Bream. Now in America. Available at exclusive drug and food stores.
Spend the 4th of July on the Dayliner with Bowser and the Stingrays and Earl Lewis and the Channels.
Dayliner presents the best seats in town for the fireworks.
And the Statue of Liberty.
And the Manhattan skyline.
It's the 4th of July on the water.
It's rock and roll.
It's snap, crackle, and pop.
It's oohs and ahs.
And it's just $35 a ticket.
A cash buffet and bar are also available.
Get your tickets at Pier 83, Circle Line Plaza.
Don't miss the boat this 4th of July. The Dayliner shoves off at 7:30.
The fireworks start at 9 o'clock.
And Bowser and the Stingrays are live on stage at 8:15 and 10:15.
This unforgettable 4th of July is brought to you by Steve Scott Productions and the Dayliner.
Boy, that sounds good. Listen, July 4th, Cousin Reese, I have my annual fireworks display. Ladies and gentlemen, we go to work.
Rock and Roll Radio Reunion on 101 CBS FM.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409.
Chuck Lennon said the best did a gun way with it, right? Chucky will be on the air, too. This is terrific. What a wonderful weekend. Cousins, you are celebrating here on CBS-FM. This is your cousin, BC, doing my regular gig here. But I'll tell you, there's something special in the air. Everybody's listening all over the place, and what a wonderful weekend. The magic is here, the warmth, and the excitement of the good guys and the All-Americans back in town. The great rock and roll radio reunion. My guest star, my best friend, Les Marchais, who came and broke his Hamptons weekend. Now, that is, he must really love us. I'll tell you that. Let's go back to the beginning of this thing. First of all, Les Marchais was at Columbia University, the pharmacy school, studying to be my neighborhood pharmacist. Suddenly, something happens. Tell us.
Hello there.
Okay. First, we got to turn the microphone on.
You can't expect everything here.
All right. Well, but let me take you back. This was actually, I'm getting very nervous because I can feel the nervousness creeping up the way I felt back in 61. This was this is what happened. In 61, there were three radio stations in the New York area, basically taking care of the needs of the people who love rock and roll. WINS, WMCA, WMGM, and WABC had been doing this for about a year in 1961.
It was fledgling. It really wasn't happening.
Right. It was happening very slowly, but they had a great lineup. Herb Oscar Anderson in the morning. Mm-hmm. Then they had The Breakfast Club, which was a network ABC show coast to coast.
Good morning, Breakfast Clubbers. It's time to greet you. Don McNeil.
Don McNeil, right? The Breakfast Club from Chicago. Charlie Greer followed. Big Dan. Dan was hired, I think, I was talking to Dan 2 days ago in July of 61.
He was there 1 month before I came.
Right. Anyway. Huh? Then they had a news block. Scott Muni came on at 7 o'clock. You were on at 10. Bill Owen, one of the staff announcers all night. Okay. They launched this big contest called the WABC Star Search, which was designed to look for young talent in the disc jockey area, singers, musicians. I entered. I went to ABC on 66th Street. There were about 1,000 others, and I read this audition, and I was scared. I was so scared, but I wanted this more than anything else in my life. And 2 weeks later, making a long story short, a telegram came saying that I was one of the semifinalists. And then, the night of, and I really wish I remember the exact night, it was a July night, a very warm night, in 1961, I get a call from Scott Muni.
Right now, 2 minutes after 8 o'clock on our Scott Muni show, WABC Radio, where something's always happening, something is happening right now, because I have on the telephone the winner of our WABC Star Search, our DJ Star Search. Les, are you there, old buddy?
Yes, Scott.
All right. Are you kind of happy now?
I am thrilled. I don't know what to say, in fact.
Well, I'll say something for you. I'll say congratulations because it was a large type field of contestants and you came out on top. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much, Scott. It's just a big thrill. I don't know. It's the biggest thrill that's happened to me in many years.
All right. Who said I didn't come from the Bronx? You heard it right there. I was 19 years old, and that was how the whole thing started. And they gave me a gig. I was Scott Muni's guest at Freedomland. Every Friday night, we broadcast live from Freedomland. And my first real assignment on WABC, and this was exciting, there was a stay-in-school program that was being launched at the New York Coliseum. And, Bruce, you were involved with that, too. All the disc jockeys were getting together to try to get this campaign underway.
When this happened, Les, that's when I just joined the staff. I was brought in from Miami, and I just came in. That's when the first time I met you.
Do you remember those red jackets they gave us?
Yeah, I know you still have yours.
I still have them. Well, I've got a big closet. I'm running out of room. Anyway, we were all getting ready for this big stay-in-school spectacular that Mayor Robert Wagner was launching, and it was a very good thing. They brought me into a studio, and I recorded my very first promo. And the quality's not great, but this is how it sounded.
Hi, this is Les Marchais, winner of WABC Radio's DJ Star Search, inviting you high school guys to send in your stay-in-school pledge and get your invitation to WABC's big stay-in-school spectacular, coming up Sunday, August 27th at the New York Coliseum. All you have to do is put this on a postcard. I'll play it cool and stay in school.
A one, a two, a one, two, three.
No more books.
Listening to some of these rare 1950s and 1960 radio recordings, right? Matter of fact, a lot of them just right off the air that we haven't heard in a long time. Les Marchais is here. Dan Ingram is standing by. I just spoke to Dan again, and he said he watched something very beautiful with his with this lovely, lovely lady, Maureen. They watched the sunset behind the WABC towers, the transmitters. He just called me. He is really wild today. He is feeling the oats. fax machine is open, 212-FRIENDLY-FAX, 975-9123. And our telephone number is 1-800-367-1101, right? 1101. And CBS FM Rock and Roll Radio Greats Reunion here with you guys, and Brucey and Les Marshak. This weekend is sponsored in part by Serafina.
Their story comes from the front page of your daily newspaper. Voices of innocent children coming of age in a country that will someday be their own. They are the children of apartheid. They are the spirit of the South African people. And they tell their story in Broadway's most remarkable hit musical, Serafina. Serafina, written and composed by Bongeni Ngema and Hugh Masekela. Serafina at the Court Theater on Broadway.
You're listening to Catch and Breezy, everybody. CBS FM, I beg your pardon, sir. It is now 19 minutes and a half before 9 o'clock. I'm very excited tonight. My timing's off tonight. I am wild. I'm having such a great, what a terrific thing. I mean, this is like, if someone said to me, we had a party on Thursday. I was walking around with Dan and Ronnie and Harry. And on the way out, somebody says, you know, Brucey, this is like rock and roll heaven. All of them, the good guys and the old Americans together arm in arm. I mean, that's absolutely, absolutely wild.
What's new in phones, fax, and communications? A complete line of cellular telephones, car phones, portable phones, affordable phones, handheld phones, cellular phones for work for home. Serious communication for everyone. There's fax machines, copy machines, answering machines from Canon, Sharp, and Kodaphone. New products that keep you in touch. Word processors, typewriters, personal computers, technology from Epson, Brother, and Smith Corona. Come see our new lower prices. Fax machines from $5.99, word processors for $3.69, and cellular phones just
$2.99. Yeah, he's watching all of that. Now, Les and I and Nancy and Jody are bosom buddies, you should pardon the expression, are always together. And I guess our favorite experiences happen generally in Italian restaurants.
Lasagna.
Les, I have not taken you here yet, but I got a place down in Little Italy. I want to tell you about this. Whatever you want. You want lasagna, I got it for you.
Well, I got to tell you something. I'm studying Italian now, so I'm ready.
Oh, listen. All right, let's see. Yeah. I want to tell you about a restaurant that is really something special. Say that to me in Italian.
Oh, please. That's after 15 weeks. Am I ready?
Show off. That's a place where you can get great Italian food like it used to be. The place, unless I'm telling you, but it's Paisano. You heard me talk about this. The restaurant is uniquely decorated. It looks like an Italian barn. Huh? Is that right? The food is great, and the service is friendly. You're going to love these people, Les. The prices, listen to this. A lunch special. Now, you take a lot of people out to lunches. 7 days a week, they have lasagna, fettuccine Alfredo. Ready for the price? Nowhere in New York is this possible. $4.95.
That's great.
Now, I'm not talking about sissy portions. I'm talking about, you know, real man stuff, Les, you know? Now, they have fantastic dinner specials, too. Any pasta on the menu, $5.85. And that's for these regular portions. Now, your cousin Brucey's been there with Jody. Les and Nancy are going to be joining us, too. The guy's name, Les, is Joey, and he is a fan of yours. Joey's listening right now, and he's loving this. He's the owner. You say, hey, Joey, Brucey sent me. He'll buy you a glass of vino. Rosa, or how do you say white? A blanco.
Vino rosa, vino blanca.
Blanco, you're learning. So don't forget, everybody, Paisano Restaurante at 136 Mulberry Street. If you're listening right now to Brucey, head right to the heart of Little Italy between Grand and Hester Street, and I'll buy you a glass of wine. Joey puts it on my tab. More information, call Joey at 966-3337. That's 966-3337. What would you like, Les? You want a little, vino rosso, vino blanco.
Vino rosso, Pierpaciere.
Oh, you sure?
101 CBS FM, where the action is.
action is right here. Les, that was a great story, and I know people love hearing you. Look at the phones, Les. People are calling for you. Hey, listen, call and say hello to Les, and if you want to send dedications out to any of the good guys or all Americans, do so. It's 1-800-367-1101. Friendly fax, 212-9759-123. Les.
Right, it's a toll-free number. You might as well use it. And if any of you out there were my special sports reporters, because we did this thing called the High School Sports Line every Friday night. You remember?
Sure you were. My show doing that thing. And you did all the people used to call the football scores, right?
That's right. Boonton beat Newton and all those teams. Anyway, we have some wonderful people who said some wonderful things earlier on this Radio Greats weekend. Emily from Massapequa loves the shows. We love you, Emily. Barry King. Barry King's out there from Channel 5. He's been listening in Secaucus, and he's taping everything.
Because, you know, Channel 5, I do Good Day New York, and I do the 10 o'clock news, and those are my family over there, too.
Thank you, Barry. Steve in Brooklyn, he remembers the curly-headed kid in the third row. Well, that's another story. That was on WMGM, and that was Peter Tripp.
Peter Tripp, Steve,
to answer your question. And then he asks, who was the redhead? Well, the redhead was Ted Brown's...
One of his exes.
Exes, right.
I think it was X-3 or something like that.
Right. And who sang Master Jack? Another question, I don't have the answer to that right now. Master Jack? Well, Bruce from Elizabeth, Super Weekend. Thank you, Bruce. And Vincent from Staten Island, fiercely loyal to the WMCA good guys, but in small print says, loves the cousin anyway.
I'm going to play one of your favorites. You pick this song. Tell me why.
Okay, I picked this one. This is... What did I pick? It's been so long ago.
Do you love me?
Oh, the Contours. Of course I did. Here's a record that was so odd that came out in 62, was a great dance record before, well, discotheques were very hot then. But here, years later, the record was revived and was a bigger hit on Dirty Dancing. Bruce, you remember Dirty Dancing?
Slightly.
Yeah.
You broke my heart because I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. And now I'm back. To let you know, I can really shake them down.
Well, you Dirty Dads out there, you got some good news. We're going to be working on Dirty Dancing 2 real soon. You think the world's ready for Dirty Dancing 2, Les?
I'm certainly ready, Bruce. Bruce, I just got a call from Dick Rose.
I know him.
You know, engineer back in Studio 5B on West 66th Street.
It's amazing. The collection of people listening to this program and our programs all through the day and all through the day tomorrow. You know, Charlie Greer will be on at midnight that
I am
looking forward to. He's so lovely.
I saw Charlie 2 days ago at this the event that we had, the Shout, at Shout Disco, and what a warm moment. I mean, I haven't seen him in 20 years.
Charlie's lovely.
Great.
Hey, listen, on the phone, we got a friend of ours. Hello there. Are you there, young man?
Yes, I'm here.
Good. Ladies and gentlemen, Lenny Coco.
Hiya, Brucey.
Les, can you hear Lenny?
I hear him well. Hi, Lenny.
Hi, Les. How are you?
Good. Great. Having fun.
Listen, guys, I just want to say one thing. I want to just thank personally Harry Harrison, Joel Bryan, you, Les, Ron Lundy, Dan Ingram, Jack Spector, Hal Jackson, my cousin, Charlie Greer, Big Ed Bear, Dean Anthony, Herb Oscar Anderson, Jack Lacey, Chuck Leonard, and also Jocko and Alan Frederick for playing our records.
Thank God, Lenny, this wasn't 4 days. I'd be off the air by the time you get through here.
Just want to thank them all for playing our records throughout all these years. I mean, on behalf of myself and all the other recording artists, we love you guys very much.
Hey, Lenny, how important was radio to your career?
I wouldn't be where I am today.
That's right. Les, I don't know if you are aware, but Lenny has the number 4 record on our top 500.
That's incredible.
You realize how many stamps he must have licked?
My fingers are tired.
Lenny, you're one of the best. And the one thing I must tell everybody, and Les knows this, anytime we've asked you to help us here at CBS-FM for a cause, and for my variety, the Children's Charity, and Les is on that program, that telethon, too, you've always been there. And whatever success you have, my friend, and you do have success, you have a beautiful family, and the guys are still together, the Chimes, you deserve, because you are a fine human being, you're warm, you're wonderful, you're intelligent, and you're very talented.
Well, we appreciate it. Don't forget, Brucey, without you guys, and I mean all you guys, we wouldn't be having these shows that we're having today, like the one we had last week.
Oh, wasn't that fun? Yeah, Lenny was part of our reunion, our Palisades Park reunion. Was that a blast?
That was beautiful.
Oh, it was great. We're going to do more of this. Lenny, I'm going to put your number 4 record up here of the top 500. Les and I can do a pretty good job. We've done it for many years introducing it. You introduce it.
All right. On CBS FM 101.1, New York's number one oldie station. Yours truly and his crew, Once in a While.
Sound of the Chimes, Lenny Coco and the Chimes, 1960 vintage. I keep doing this, I'm going to get really good at my trade. I'll tell you that. Les Marcia.
All right, the Rock and Roll Radio Greats Weekend continues about 7 minutes before 9 o'clock, and we're having so much fun. We have a toll-free number. Please call us if you are remembering the times we spent together on the air back in 61, 62. 1-800-367-1101. Give us a buzz. It's free. We'd love to hear from you. The class of 59, Newdorp High School in Staten Island. I got a record to you from Vincent.
Where are you, little star? Where are you? There you are, little star.
That's why the elegance, cousins. And thank you for your requests, your dedications, your requests are being taken right now. Any memories you'd want, and you want to have anything special, tell Billy, will you? And Beverly and our Beverly, a beautiful operator, standing by, 1-800-367-1101. That's a toll-free number here for this great rock and roll radio reunion weekend. Fax number is 212-975-9123, and we'll take care of everybody as soon as we can. Say, Les, you know, we've been friends for how many years now? Well, since those days when you won the Star Search.
Star Search. That's where we met, 61.
Isn't that amazing? We've been friends ever since.
It was radio that brought us together. It was destiny, yep. Bruce.
Isn't it something? It was. It was radio that brought it. You know, I'll tell you something. Guys like Dan, Ronnie, and Harry, and Herbie, you develop friendships and acquaintances that never go away.
How come you were so much older than I was back
Les,
then?
Now stop. Bobby J just said, Dan and I are the younger guys. Now listen, the older guys, you know, that's CBS FM Rock and Roll Radio Greats Reunion Weekend is sponsored in part by Drucker's Discount. Now, Les, you know me for many years, and you know my favorite pastime, well, one of my favorite pastimes, I should say, is playing with my toys, right? Big boys' toys. I love my camcorders and my editing equipment and audio and video. And Les is an audiophile, too. And I got him into video. I found a place for us, Les. It's called Drucker's. They are the audio and video specialists. This place carries only name brand merchandise. By the way, you don't go in this place and they say, oh, how about this brand? And you'll say, ever heard of a Griff Trip? And they say, oh, yeah, it's made by Panasonic. You know, none of that baloney. None of that stuff. Listen, this place offers the best service to all their customers. Great discounts. It's called Drucker's Discount. They've been in business since 1946. State-of-the-art sound rooms for the home. And by the way, it's time to buy the kids a nice gift. They're graduating real soon, right? College and high school, right? What a great place. And Dad's Day is coming up next Sunday. We're celebrating Dad's Day. Cousins, only Drucker's offers a 10-day home trial. Listen to this, Les. If you don't like something, take it home for 10 days. You're not happy? Bring it back. They'll take care of you. They have a 30-day defective exchange. You know what that means, making sure everybody's satisfied. No baloney, none of this stuff. When it comes to price, selection, service, and reputation, Drucker's is the last word in consumer electronics. Do what I tell you. Go to Drucker's Discount. They got them in Little Falls, Woodbridge, and Morristown, New Jersey, and more on the way. The name is Drucker's. And far as service stuff, they have all the Walkmans and the Watchmans and Thismans and Thatmans and the et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Drucker's Discount is the place. And you go down there and buy Dan a nice gift there. They got everything you want. Hey, Les, you got something. Les, you're going to handle one of my old sponsors now. You better be very nice to the...
Right?
Yeah, kick them.
All right, kick your tires. Bridgestone is the tire of professionals. Bridgestone. Plainview Tire, the professionals that know about tires. Now, together, Bridgestone and Plainview, they're a winning combination. Now, Plainview Tire knows that you're not planning to race the Indy 500, but they also know that you have a lot more riding in your tires than a checkered flag. That's right, and that's why they're offering their expertise to you at 1662 Old Country Road in Plainview. Plainview Tire is Bridgestone's direct factory distributors, and they have the right Bridgestone tire for your needs, whether you choose the Bridgestone Potenza RE71, the RCOT475, the Desert Duelers. I like that. Or one of Bridgestone's other fine tires, you're assured of getting the right tire with the right application for your vehicle. For peace of mind, see Cousin Marty. Cousin Marty on Old Country Road in Plainview or Cousin Steve on Northern Boulevard in Flushing. Plainview Tire. It's your full-service dealership specializing in brakes, shocks, wheel alignment, and state inspection. That's Plainview Tire for all your automotive needs.
I'll tell you, maybe I made a mistake letting you do that commercial. You know what? Sounded too damn good.
When my dream comes home.
Radio Greats Weekend.
'Cousins, that's from 1959. Hey, Billy, I think the phone's gonna ring. Told you. All right, thank you. Is somebody on the phone? Just loving every single moment. Get the other line, will you, Billy?
Hi, this is Kazan Brucey. Who's on my ding-a-ling here?
Hey, this is your old engineer, George.
George Berger.
You got it.
Oh, hey, did we get in trouble together in those days, huh?
Oh, my God.
George and I worked together at WA Beetlesy for many... How many years, George?
About 17.
Where are you now?
Well, right now I'm working for ABC TV.
Right, because that's where I saw you last. Where are you calling from?
Well, right now I'm calling from the hospital.
What's the matter, George?
Oh, you remember all those high cholesterol dinners we used to have from
Yep. Age? They finally got you.
You got me.
Are you going to be... First of all, are you going to be all right, George?
Perfect, 100%.
Thank God. Are you getting a feeling about today?
I have got such a wonderful feeling about today, I can't tell you. Listening to everybody, listening to older, you know, just the guys who were there when I was there, it's just awesome.
All right. Hey, George, please get well. Let me know when you get out of the hospital.
Listen, Brucey.
Yeah.
To show you how good shape I'm in. Yeah!
Yeah, remember then? That's by the Earl's Cousins, CBS FM. We are celebrating the great rock and roll radio reunion. And my buddy, Les Marshak, my best friend Les Marshak, is here. Dan Ingram standing by. He's waiting for Rick Slark to come up here. God knows what's going to happen to that one. We got to watch that one pretty carefully, Les Marshak. You got a whole bunch of dedications. The telephone lines are open, Les. Give him the telephone, buddy.
The number is, and it's toll free, so use it. It's free. 1-800-367-1101. Everybody's listening all over town. Linda. Staten Island is having a ball listening to the outrageous DJs, quote unquote. Thank you, Linda. Kathy from Brooklyn really enjoying it. Hello to Cousin Brucey. Jerry Haggard. Bruce, you remember Jerry?
Jerry was one of my fan club presidents.
The president of Brucey's fan club of Jersey City.
And you know where he is now? He was at NBC, and he was in charge of, I guess, all the audio there. And I haven't seen Jerry in many, many years. He was one of NBC's top engineers over there in audio.
Now, when I think of Jerry Haggard, why do I think of ketchup fights?
That's right.
I think he was right in the middle of
well,
it.
Well, you know, during the, we used to, well, George Berger, I just spoke to from the hospital. George, I hope, dear Lord, that you're going to be fine. Thank you so much for calling, George. If we can make you smile a little bit, God bless you. George and all of our engineers, you know those little packets of mustard and the ketchup? So during records, it used to get boring sometimes. We used to have a fight. The rules were we used to put the ketchup on top of the console. And they blindfold me, and the engineer had to stay on the other side of the console. Then I'd smash him down with my fist. And if I hit him, they'd go out like a machine gun. And nobody was allowed to move.
Such a wild and crazy guy.
It was crazy.
Gene and Carl listening in Ramsey, New Jersey, and they've been listening since early today. Absolutely loving it, and it's Carl's 40th birthday. Ivan in Brooklyn, 27 years old. He's a great jingle collector from way back. And we just heard from Clooney Maddox. Now, Clooney Maddox is listening in Jersey. She's from L.A., and she heard about this weekend, and she has to hear a great 1960 hit from Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs.
You know, it's funny. Let's check the record. It goes about 1 minute and 31 seconds. I'm not used to that anymore. Remember records? I remember Rick Stlar once. We were on WABC. And I wish Dan was here for this. But I don't remember if you... I don't think you were there. Now, you went to WPX. Now,
I know what you're going to say because we did the same thing. Could you tell the story?
He said that he put out an edict that records, what, under over 2.5 minutes. I wish Dan would remember that. I think Dan would remember. 2.5 minutes would not be played on the air. Do you remember what I'm talking about?
Yeah, but when I went to PIX FM, I...
established a little corner of the studio with what I call bathroom records. These are records if the disc jockey was all alone and he could, you know, after 2.5 minutes is not enough time.
What was your favorite bathroom record?
Oh, probably MacArthur Park.
That's right. Every disc jockey in the world, when you heard, ladies and gentlemen, cousins, MacArthur Park, you knew the guy was... Nature was calling. Hey, do you remember the Brooklyn, the Brooklyn Paramount letting in on trade secrets, right? The Brooklyn Fox Theater? How about all the great music? How about Palisades Park with your cousin, BC? How about Alan Freed, one of my heroes? Well, if you remember these things, you will love browsing through one of the largest selections of oldies in New York, found at Downstairs Records. And that's at 35 West 43rd Street between 5th and 6th Avenues here in Manhattan. Nick and Yvette, they're the bosses there. Downstairs Records has thousands of titles used from. Unless you would love this. They got all the 45s, LPs, cassettes, and CDs. Downstairs Records of the Week. Oh, Susie Darling by Robin Luke, 59 cents. How do you like that, Les? 59 cents, okay? If you mention Cousin Brucey, you'll receive a free record with the purchase of any five. Downstairs Records, 35 West 43rd Street, open Monday through Friday, 10 in the morning till 6:30, and then Saturdays 11 to 6, and they go home to listen to the show. Call this number, 212-354-4684. Ask about their mail order service, 354-4684. Ask for Nick or Yvette. They have tickets, by the way, on sale for all the oldies concerts, and they have Cousin Brucey's book, too, and that makes me very, very happy. Temperature is still, what, 77 degrees?
And the weekend 101 weather forecast for your weather watchers. Partly cloudy, low near 60 in the city, 50s in the suburbs. Tomorrow's going to be sunny, windy, high near 80, and a beauty on Monday. 75 degrees in New York town on the Rock and Roll Radio Greats weekend.
I don't know, maybe it's me, Dave, but I always thought the point of coming to work early was to get a spot close to the building.
Give me a break. If I park close, people can see what I drive.
Well, that might be good. You could be declared a national emergency, qualify for federal aid.
Oh, very funny. You want to walk to work tomorrow?
I'm walking to work today. Maybe you should get a Chevy Cavalier like hers.
Like whose?
Up there.
I can't see that far.
Up there. Look, she's new in finance.
Oh, wow. That's some set of wheels.
I'm in the car, Dave, the car.
That's what I mean. The Cavalier's got good-looking wheels. In fact, the Cavalier's got good looks, period.
Uh-huh.
Sporty little coupe, all rounded off looking.
Yeah, you'd never guess it was her first car.
Yeah, it must have cost her a bundle, though.
All right, one more time, Dave, real slow. Finance, first car, Chevy.
Chevy Cavalier. How to look like a million without spending it.
Maybe I should get a Cavalier.
Maybe I should get a ride with her tomorrow.
Well, you like her car that much?
That and, staying dry would be nice.
The heartbeat of America. That's today's Chevrolet.
Yes. I'll tell you one thing. We used to got the good guys and the All-Americans. Well, every time we used to get together, we used to chew a lot, don't you?
A double pleasure is waiting for you. A double pleasure from Double Mangum. A double great feeling making you realize Double Mint's the one for you. Double fresh.
Your cousin Breezy, everybody, with the best music in the world. What a night this is!
101 CBS FM, where the action is. It's the Rock and Roll Radio Greats Weekend.
Yes, indeedy, ladies and gentlemen. Cousin Brucey, Bob, are you there?
Yes, I am, Bruce.
Oh, great. There's a lot of new buttons to push tonight. You know,
I wasn't going to call in, but I heard Bobby J., one of the younger generation.
Wait a minute. Let's get something straight. Hold on.
This night's really for you guys.
Mr. Shad, first of all, Les Marshak is here. Say hi to Les.
Hi, Les.
How you doing, Bobby?
How's Roby Young?
you'll hear shortly.
Oh. Did he tell that story yet?
No, not yet.
I won't.
You just promoted, Bobby.
That's really for you guys, but I've been listening all week, and I want to tell you a little story that I mentioned to some of my listeners, but part of this anyway. When I was at CBS FM, what did we do this before? 5 years ago?
Yes, that's right. This is reunion two. That's right.
I was still on at nights then, doing the Hall of Fame, and I had been in radio for 20 years myself up to that point, but to tell the truth, I didn't grow up listening to these radio stations because I couldn't hear them in Syracuse. You were the only DJ, Bruce, that I could hear.
And you know something? The reason you can hear me, you know why, Bobby? You heard me at night because the windows were open.
Oh, and the was carrying, 300 miles. But, that weekend, the first time we did this, and I'd been an okay DJ, but I used to feel on the air like sort of, uptight, and I'd say, gee, did I do a good show today, or how did I sound? And I watched these gentlemen work the last time we did this, and I was so impressed.
by not only how loose they were and how much fun they had while they were doing their shows. And I'll tell you the truth, that was like a big turning point for me. Right after that first weekend, I changed on the air. I sort of had that same sort of feel of just having a good time. And so now I'm like a totally different DJ. Now I sound bad, but I don't care.
You do, you see? Not. You know, hey, Bobby.
It had a really great effect on me, and I'm sure it is on a lot of other people.
Bob, let me ask you something. I said something at the beginning of the show. Why do you think, because you're from the new generation, you followed us, which I'm going to discuss you in a moment, but why do you think people are still, you mentioned Dan Ingram, you mentioned Harry Harrison, you mentioned Joey O'Brien and Eddie Bear, people smile, they get a big smile. What is it, do you think?
Because, and I'd have to say, with the exception of what we do at CBS FM, you don't have this anymore. This is something, it's the same as the music today. Why are the oldies so big? Why are the kids growing up listening to the Dirty Dancing music and listening to the 60s? It's because you just don't have this kind of radio anymore. And when you were doing it, it was new, it was exciting, it was original and innovative, and then it disappeared. And you had a long time period where the personalities on radio stations didn't exist, and they weren't allowed to do these kind of shows until CBS FM.
Amazing.
That's the reason. I think that for the people who did grow up with it puts that smile on their face, and for the people who didn't, they can see why that happened for everybody else. It's
well, Bob, let me say this to you, and I know Les and everybody, all the other, so the legends of rock and roll reunion here, I know will agree with me. I know Dan feels this way about you. I know Harry, and I know Ron feels this way about you. I feel that, and I'm speaking for all the good guys and the Americans, you are one of the upgrowing guys, you up-and-coming guys. You are building your legend now. And, Bobby, I'm proud to share microphones with you here at CBS FM. I think you are one of the best up-and-coming guys in the world today. I really mean that, Bobby Shannon.
That's wonderful. And what a feeling it is for me to work with you and Harry and Ron and the other people who sort of paved the way for the rest of us.
Now,
what you did, you opened the doors for us.
Great. Well, listen, I'm going to put you on the spot because, I mean, I'm your generation.
By the way, Master Jack was done by Four Jacks and a Jill.
Oh, thank you.
He's from Australia.
He's a walking encyclopedia. Thank you.
Bob?
Yes.
How'd you know I was going to play that song? No. I'm going to play Mr. Bassman, Johnny Simple.
Right.
1963.
Right.
Do it remote. Let's see what you do. Lead into it. Start it off.
CBS FM with Johnny Simble and the bass man himself, Ronnie Bright, on 101 FM.
Mr. Bassman, you've got that certain something.
I should have asked, but you always ask Bobby Shannon, I think it's Ronnie Bright. Ronnie Bright that does that, Mr. Bassman. That's Johnny Simble, everybody, 1963. Les, did you walk around town today, by the way? Did you walk around town?
Oh, I'm glad you mentioned that. I think what is happening this weekend is something that hasn't occurred in a long time in this market. Now, you remember, you tried something on the air years ago where you would ask people in their cars to open their windows or toot their horns.
Yeah, but I do that all the time.
Right, and what
they
you had a chorus in those days. Now, what's happening now, of course, a lot more radio stations are competing for, for time.
Oh, sure.
But wherever I went today, people are glued to CBS FM. It's amazing.
I was just telling Rod Calarco, our vice president general manager, just came up here to make sure everything was in one place, you know. And after all these crazy people up here today, and you can't walk around town. You really cannot walk around. And cars right now, here, watch, I'll show you something. If you're driving in a car right now, why don't you beep two times for me? Here, listen. I'm telling you, you can actually hear this. You got some dedications for it.
You bet. Art Rooney from Morristown, New Jersey. Work with you at WRAN in Dover, Bruce.
You know, and Art Rooney is on the Uncle Floyd Show.
Of course. And hi from Michael in Manhattan. And thank you, Michael. Master Jack sung by Three Jacks and a Jill. A lot of people responded. Christy in Bloomsbury, New Jersey. Thank you, Christy. Enjoying the show. Nick from WNET says the show is great. And Nick has been taping since 6 o'clock in the morning and worked with all of us in Variety.
That's another one of my very favorite families there. I do a lot of work for PBS and for WNET Channel 13.
Great. And they're coming in. The phones have not stopped, Bruce. It's great.
I like when you do that. Give the phone number. We got a toll-free. I almost said a tax-free. toll-free telephone here at CBS.
I know where your head is, Bruce. All right. It doesn't cost you anything. You can call and talk to us and kind of exchange memories. We'd love to hear from you. Our toll-free number here at CBS FM is 1-800-367-1101.
And the fax number is 212-975-9123. Connie Francis. Hey, she's coming back to town. I think she's going to be out there at the Garden State Arts Center coming up real soon. Connie's back in town. Lipstick on your collar.
Francis, everybody. Lipstick on your collar. And Connie's back in town. I understand that she did very well. She got her act back in shape down in Florida. I think at one of the big hotels. I think it was the Eden Rock or something down there. And evidently, everything is fine. And Connie is ready to come back at us again. I'm looking forward to that. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to it better than ever before. CBS-FM, the rock and roll radio great weekend. And what a weekend this is. I am so turned on. Telephone 1-800. It's toll free. 367-1101. Friendly fax 212-975-9123. We did this, 5 years ago. You have not stopped talking about it for 5 years. I guess now we're going to make it into the 10th year. It's going to be absolutely wonderful. My guest star today, my best friend, Les Marshak, is up here. One of the best voices in radio today and television. Les, of course, did the Tony Awards, does the Tony Awards, the Grammys, and he's coming out with now the Songwriters Hall of Fame television show, which will be on CBS television, I believe, right? CBS, Les Marshak, right? And that'll be on
June 22nd, I think.
Yeah. All right, so it'll be doing that, too. You know what, Les, let me do some... things here, some messages from some of our good friends here that let us continue doing this kind of broadcasting, our sponsors, and then more of your dedications, your requests, and a lot of great stuff, ladies and gentlemen.
The Swiss have a name for beautiful summer skin. Pete's Buin.
P-I-Z.
Pete's Buin, the sun protectants rich with Swiss moisturizers to shelter skin from the sun's burning rays and its drying heat, so your skin stays beautifully soft as well as protected.
Pete's Buin.
Pete's Buin, sun protectants from Switzerland for women who love the sun and worship their skin.
P-I-Z-B.
Listening, cousins, to the great rock and roll radio reunion here on CBS-FM, of course.
It was a sultry afternoon in Secaucus when she walked into my office. She was a living doll. She was also Marley Tate's widow. She threw a phone bill on my desk. It hit like a Webster's dictionary, unabridged.
Look what that red left me,
she hissed. Then I saw the amount. So old Marlowe didn't use 10 NJB, I said.
10 NJB?
She asked. I realized she wasn't just ringing my chimes. So I told her with New Jersey Bell, you save up to 30% when you call from North Jersey to New York City. Just dial 10 NJB plus 1, the area code and the number, and it's yours. But you don't dial 10 NJB, you don't save, baby. A slow smile crossed her ruby lips. She said,
I catch your drift. 10 NJB. I'll never forget it. I'll never forget you.
I'll never forget her. She blew town and stuck me with Molly's bill.
Dial 10 NJB and save from Bergen, Passaic, Essex, Hudson, and Union counties. From New Jersey Bell, a Bell Atlantic company.
101 weather right now this Radio Greats weekend, ladies and gentlemen. It's beautiful. It's going to be a gorgeous day tomorrow. It's going to be magnificent tomorrow. You're going to keep listening, you know. And it's 75 degrees right now. CBS FM.
I'm the kind of guy who feels that clothing makes the man.
And I think a man looks best when he is casual.
The only name in menswear that says it all. So confident, so CC Sport.
Hey, Father's Day is coming.
Yeah, and CC Sport is the perfect gift for that special man in your life.
That's me.
At work or play or out on the town, CC Sport is great casual sportswear with all the style and fashion he deserves.
Now you're talking.
So hurry, don't miss the perfect chance to get your favorite guy what he really wants.
CC Sport?
Yeah, CC Sport, the exciting brand name in casual sportswear.
Yes.
I'm the kind of guy who feels that clothing makes the man.
And I think a man looks best when he is casual.
The only name in menswear that says it all.
So cool,
so confident, so CC Sport.
Yeah, this guy's available at Steinbach's, you know. Steinbach's is the family clothing store, and of course they're among my favorite sponsors here on CBS-FM. And now, ladies and gentlemen...
Rock and roll radio reunion on 101 CBS FM.
All right, roll on.
up the rug. Here comes your cousin Brucey. Ladies and gentlemen, kids in Bristol are sharp as a pistol. When they do, the Bristol stop go.
The kids in Bristol are sharp as a pistol. When they do, the Bristol stop. Really something when the joint is jumping. When they do, the Bristol stop.
Oh, oh, oh.
Kids in Bristol are sharp as a pistol.
Kids in Bristol are sharp as a pistol when they do the Bristol stop. This is your cousin Breezy here, and it's part of our great rock and roll radio revival weekend. And Les Marshak is here, and the boss just walked in. Now, my luck, I got the boss here sitting next to me. Listen, Joe McCoy, are you aware what we have created here at this radio station? What is going on in this great city, Joe?
I think so. It's just a lot of excitement, a lot of thrills, a lot of energy that's happening in New York City in the tri-state area. I think that they feel it as much as we feel it. You know, growing up, listening to you rock and roll radio greats myself, I'll always remember you, Bruce. Coming down to Palisades Park, I think the day after your son, Dana John, was born. And you were at the Food Pavilion, which was right next to the overhang by the cliff where you did the shows.
That was called the Circus Restaurant, by
okay.
the way.
And you were on the phone, and I walked in there, and I said, my God, it's Cousin Brucey. And I walked up to you, and, you know, as pompous as I was as a young kid, and I said, Cousin Brucey, you know, congratulations, your son was born. And you took the phone off your ear, and you said, hey, thanks a lot. You know, that's really nice, and we're so happy about it. I said to myself, and I just walked away, and I said, here's a guy who's a big star, and here am I, a nobody. And he just took time, even when I interrupted his phone call, to say, hey, thanks a lot, you know, we really love it, and it's so wonderful. And I walked away with that, and I said, you know, the man is just really nice.
I'm going to tell you something now. I never lie to you. You and I have been friends a few years, right?
Right.
Now, I'm going to tell you something I never told you before, because I remember that phone call. And when that young man, that brash young man, walked up to this superstar, something in my head said, beware, this man is going to be your boss someday. I don't know where that came from. I don't know how it happened. But do you believe me? Cousin Brucey doesn't lie. Joe, all I can say to you is what I know, what is happening out there, and you know too, because you and I both know this market very well. It's great New York, New Jersey, Connecticut market. We have done something so nice. Our audience, of course, have given us such a beautiful, 17 years, and we're going to go into the next 17 because we have a magic, the
Absolutely.
Magic that nobody else has. But what you have come up with here, it's just beautiful. It's just a symphony of memories and charm and sensitivity and warmth that nobody else has done anywhere. And I just want to say congratulations and thank you on behalf of the people who have been so loyal to me and to you.
Well, thank you too, Bruce. I think, you know, it can't be done without the rock and roll radio greats and getting everybody together, excuse me, and the great spontaneity and the great camaraderie that we've had here since 6 o'clock this morning. And I know it will continue right through to tomorrow. I think there's been so many surprises when you listen to the radio and you hear people that haven't been on the air for a while and you react with some of them and some of the stories that you've been telling. You just sit back and you say to yourself, this is what it's all about. This is the fun we had. This is what radio really was all about. And we are continuing to have fun here. And I think that's what we're trying to do, recreate a lot of memories and a lot of good times that we had together.
You know, Rod Calarco, our vice president, said to me a few moments ago that he says, did you listen to Joe O'Brien? Now, he's in his office typing or adding up, saying, how am I going to pay these bills? How am I going to pay these bills? Exactly. Joe O'Brien was so... So with it this morning. The magic was there. Now, he hasn't been in New York radio in a long time. You know what I'm looking forward to? Are you aware of what you've done to me? I'm going to be with Jack Lacey tomorrow. There are two heroes I have. I have Alan Freed, who I grew up, my disc jockey,
right.
And Jack Lacey.
Absolutely.
Now, Lacey has not been on the air here in the New York area for 25, 26 years, Joe.
That's correct, Bruce. I don't remember how old I was the last time I heard Lacey, but I remember that he may have had the first radio jingle that I've ever heard in my life.
How'd it go?
Listen to Lacey, guy with a smile. The next time you won't have to guess who's the best. You just set your dial on 1010 a while to WINS. Yeah, I've never forgotten that. And there are a few other words on the long version that it's taken me 30 some odd years to figure out what they were saying, spinning the discs with finesse. But we'll all get to hear that tomorrow. It'll be a thrill to hear Jack Lacey again.
1 o'clock to 3 o'clock, and I'm going to be sitting in with him, and what a thrill. I'm one of my mentors. Why do I think of
the rain, the park, and other things by the councils when I'm looking at you right now?
Maybe because you can read minds, and it's when I started in radio, it was October 22nd, 1967. And the rain, the park, and the other things was a hit, and that was one of the first songs I think I played on Top 40 Radio in Connecticut.
I wonder how many people know that you and I worked together on the air at WNBC Radio.
That's right, back in 1976 and 77. Yeah, we had a good time there. We had a great air staff. And, you know, one of the unfortunate things that happens in radio that every once in a while they change formats or they change program directors, as we all know. And, you know, we all got swept under the rug. But, you know, hey, we're here now, and that's all that matters.
But everything happens for a reason. I swear that is. You're here. I met you out in one of my radio stations. You grabbed me with Rod Calarco. Everything happens for a reason.
Absolutely.
And now, Mr. Program Director, my boss, I'm going to press a button, and you got 6 seconds to get this on the air.
Let's go back to 1967 with the Council family from Rhode Island and the rain, the park, and all the other things.
The sun is sitting in the rain.
Oh, wow!
Raindrops falling on her.
The Council family, cousins, are out of somewhere in the Midwest. It's funny, I wish Joe, you are there. Let me tell you a quick story about the Council family. You want to speak about a memory. I was on, ABC at this time. They sent me down to do a promo, a personal appearance with the Council family. The first time they came to New York, they sent me over to the Macy's Roosevelt Field store, right? And they had us right next to the glassware department, right? The place was mobbed. And it was time for us to go. We were signing autographs. The security department, you ready? You know what's going to happen. Yeah. Let us back through the glassware department to a fur vault where they put us in. Every kid, hundreds of kids followed us through the glassware department. And I don't have to tell you, I was never invited back to Macy's again. It was the place was wrecked. Hiya, Bobby.
You want to go back to Macy's?
Speaking of Macy's, that's right, Les Marchek. CBS FM Rock and Roll Radio Greats Reunion Weekend is sponsored in part by, that's a true story, wrecked the place, by Pullman Springs Sparkling Water and Fruit Juice, and is sponsored in part by the Port Authority. Stand by. More memories coming your way.
Airchecks.com.